To discuss the significance of the mosque of the Imam Ali, we turn to Imam Sayyid Mustafa al-Qaswini, an Iraqi Shiite who is the Imam of the Islamic Educational Center in Orange County, California. Thank you for being with us, Imam al-Qaswini.
My honor to be with you.
Tell us, please, about the history of the Imam Ali Mosque. When was it built?
This mosque was built about the 11th century by the Buwayhis, who established their state in Iraq. But it was discovered 2 centuries earlier by Harun al-Rashid, the Abbasid caliph in Baghdad, who discovered the tomb of Imam Ali there. And from that date, it became a magnet for pilgrims who flock in millions to visit this shrine and pay tribute to Imam Ali. However, Imam Ali himself was assassinated by a Kharijite seceders in the 7th century B.C., and he was buried in that spot. And the Muslims believe that also Prophet Adam and Noah are also buried in that, on that site.
This is Shia Islam's holiest shrine after Mecca and Medina, isn't it?
That's right. This shrine, in fact, became important because Imam Ali, the successor to Prophet Muhammad, chose the city of Kufa, which was a garrison town, to be the capital of Islam in year 656 BC. And then when he was assassinated, he was buried just outside the city of Kufa, which is known today as the city of Najaf. And since that time, the Shias and even the rest of the Muslim nation revered that place, and it became not only the center of religion and faith, but also the center of science, education, and religious studies.
Imam al-Qaswini, you are an Iraqi. What does this mean to you personally? What were your thoughts after hearing this?
Well, I have known Ayatollah Muhammad Baqir al-Hakim for at least 3 decades, since I was a child in Iraq. We have some family ties with him. This is a tragedy beyond imagination, and it makes me sad that 5 months after Saddam Hussein, we still could not bring peace, the promised peace, to the people of Iraq. I am really deeply disappointed, and I think that it's the duty of the United Nations, the coalition forces, and the Iraqi people to restore peace to this wounded country.
What did you say about the bombing yesterday when you were at Friday prayers in your mosque in Orange County?
It was a very painful moment for all of us, the entire community. We were really shocked. I took a time to speak about the qualities of this leader that we lost. He was a moderate voice in Iraq, and we had hopes that through his leadership he could foster national unity among the Iraqi people. And I said to the people in my congregation that this kind of terrorist acts would not stop the Iraqis from bringing peace and stability and security to all Iraqis.
How do you think people will respond? How do you think they will behave next?
I fear that this tragedy would it might instigate further violence in Iraq. It might bring further fighting among the Iraqis if we really do not act, you know, immediately and address the issue of security and let the Iraqis themselves take things in their hand and bring about security to their country.
Given your personal loss and the gravity of the situation, we especially thank you for being with us today. Imam Sayyid Mustafa al-Qaswini is the Imam of the Islamic Educational Center of Orange County, California. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.